I would like to say first, I am really in admiration in front of those Christians coming from Iraq. With a lot of difficulties, they are able to come to the church to pray, to share together, because the church is a place where they can express their identity and to be together and to hope. And in this sense, for instance, every day in Damascus, in the evening, there is a group of laity men. They come to the church to pray the office together, the prayer of the evening, and to sing together, and a sign of hope, of a deep faith. For events, of course, all the month of December, in our tradition, Oriental tradition, we read the Gospels who prepare the nativity of Christ. We have, for instance, the announce to Zechariah, after that the visitation, after that the birth of John the Baptist, the annunciation of the birth of Jesus. From Sunday to Sunday, we prepare ourselves for the nativity. It's really very, very interesting month. It's a pilgrimage to prepare the big feast of nativity. In our church, the Magi, those who visited Jesus coming from the east, in our church, the traditions says that they are our ancestors, the Chaldeans, because the Chaldeans were looking to the stars. And the verse of the gospel who express our church, our identity, we saw his star in the east and we came to adore him. So Christmas had a big meaning to us, to come to Jesus and to be in front of this mystery of poverty, of humility, and of salvation. A child, a small child, is able to save us and to give us the peace. In this occasion, we will organize a lot of things for especially the families, the children, to express our solidarity, to give joy for everybody. We will see what to do, and they are waiting for a lot from us. I think it will be very joyful, very new way to celebrate together the Christmas. I am very impressed by some families in Aleppo. They, in every occasion of feast of their family, for instance, baptism, of marriage, or they invite Iraqis to share with them. They adopted a family, and really I discovered a real sense or to be Christians in our country. Not everybody, but when you discover some families living this solidarity, for me, this is to be really Christians.
Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him.